I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Two of her stories have appeared in The New Yorker, several others in national best of compilations. And last year, Kirsten Valdez-Quaid was celebrated as one of the five most promising writers under 35 by the National Book Foundation. Her stories draw strongly upon Kirsten's New Mexico roots, and a collection of the stories titled Night at the Fiestas was published this spring by Norton. Kirsten Valdez-Quaid is with us at KUNM. Kirsten, many people have written about the magic of New Mexico or the romance of New Mexico. Your stories are about a lot of things, but I would not say they are about that.
I do think that that was part of my project. New Mexico has been and is romanticized so intensely because it is a magical place. And really, in my project, I wanted to write about this place that means so much to me and has such a hold on me, and to be as honest about it as I could and to dig beneath my own nostalgia for the place.
The stories take place in time periods that span about 80 or 90 years. Obviously, stories that take place in the further past are not from your own experience. Mm-hmm. Are these stories that maybe you have heard from family members or people that you knew growing up?
Absolutely. I mean, my experience of New Mexico, I was born in Albuquerque and have spent a lot of time in New Mexico. But we left when I was a kid and lived all over the Southwest and elsewhere. It was a very itinerant childhood. And so New Mexico really was home for me. It was the place that I was most connected to. But my experience of this place really is inflected by the past and by the stories that my grandparents and great aunts and great-grandmother, people who I spent a lot of time with and am very close to, told me. And some of them have roots in family stories.
When we're kids, we hear a lot of stories. Some of them stick to us and others do not. The stories that stuck to you, did they have a particular tenor to them or flavor?
Yeah, you know, I think I was always drawn to stories that were dramatic about disinheritances or murder. I think the stories that I kept thinking about were the ones that were fragments of stories that in the telling, usually my grandparents would not supply some of the details, either because they didn't remember them or they weren't appropriate or whatever it was. So the stories that had gaps were the ones that I continued to think about. And I think when I began to fictionalize, I was writing into those gaps.
Each of these stories was written individually. Now, here they are all together, 10 of them. Does that shape how people are going to experience them, do you think?
I think so. Even as I was putting the collection together, and I noticed that there were themes that I continued to return to, and I hadn't quite realized that until I saw the stories all together in a single manuscript. I tend to write about families. I'm so fascinated by the relationships between parents and children and the ways in which members of families can cause pain to each other and also love each other deeply and save each other in very difficult times.
The stories of New Mexico native Kirsten Valdez-Quaid have been collected in Night at the Fiestas, published to great acclaim this spring by Norton. Kirsten, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.